Question: what are the rules for the morning after? Do you sneak out in the morning before your one-night stand can wake up and you both say something you don't mean? Do you wake them up and tell them how great it was, even when it wasn't? Do you go for coffee and blueberry muffins and pretend you'll call them again when you know they never will? And do those rules apply if the person you just slept with is your fiancé's son? The whole thing was a hot mess, and as I lay in bed, my mind kept racing and all I wanted to do was run away, but I couldn't, because this was my apartment. So I just lay there, still, trying not to smile, because as messy as it was, it also felt amazing.
Good morning, beautiful.
Thank God you're up. The snoring session has finally ended.
Don't do that.
What? It's true.
I don't snore.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's more like an elephant blowing its trunk.
Whatever. Do you want me to make us some breakfast?
Shouldn't the host be the one that makes that offer?
Trust me, I make a mean fried eggs and bacon. You don't want to pass this.
Okay then, Jamie Oliver. Good in the bedroom and the kitchen. Do your thing.
What can I say? I aim to please. But before that, come here and get him mad.
You're so bad. Hey, can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me? That smells great.
I told you I'd throw down in the kitchen.
So, how long are you planning to stay here anyway? Don't worry. This isn't one of those what are we moments. I'm just curious.
Well, I was planning just to be here for the wedding and then take the first flight back to Japan.
It must be really hard without your family and being so far.
It's not hard to adjust to happiness.
What is that supposed to mean?
My dad and I haven't always had the best relationship.
Yeah, he can be controlling sometimes.
Big facts.
So, I guess you weren't surprised when you found out he lied to me.
Nope, not really, eh?
My question is, why are you so chilled? I mean, Unoma raised you. Ufana noma wako.
She did. But after my mother died, Zinzi, I have no skin in this race. I also know my father loves new conquests. They're like toys that he plays with and gets over.
Okay, so I'm just a toy.
That's not what I meant.
I don't care what you meant.
Zinzi, I was just saying.
You sleep with me and then call me your father's toy. Yes, I don't have time for this.
Zinzi.
I said get out. Now. When I kicked Mandla out that morning, it was partly out of self-preservation. Him calling me a toy had crossed the line and I was not about to be disrespected by another noble man. Sis. Victor had done enough of that. But when Manda left, I kept thinking about what he had said. Not that I was a toy, but that's it. It's not hard to adjust to happiness. I couldn't relate. It's just hard to be happy when you log onto someone's Instagram and you see your fiancé's first wife posting vacation snaps with the man you love. Because as much as I hated Victor, one thing was so true. I loved that man. But here he was, smiling with her. I felt my stomach turn. Their happiness made me sick. Here's the thing about pain. You think it will pass because it's not meant to be here. I woke from my nap hoping I'd feel better, but I didn't. I felt worse. How am I? Now kung gizo felenglin.
You know who it is. I don't check voicemail, so rather send me a text or WhatsApp and I'll get back to you.
Ah, hi. What's the use of having a phone if it's always off? Damn it.
I didn't expect you to call me so soon.
Hi, I didn't want to, but I need your help. Angiko, right? Can you take me to the doctor?
Oh, first the restaurant, and now this? Am I your chauffeur?
You know what? Forget it. I'll just call an Uber.
Zinzi, are you okay? What's going on?
Forget it. I'll be fine.
Okay, I'm coming. I'll be there now.
I said yega.
I said I'm coming. Just stay put.
It's strange what you remember about things. That whole drive to the hospital, I remember, felt like moving in slow motion. I also remember Lauryn Hill's Turn Your Lights Down Low playing in the radio, and Mandla putting his hand on my thigh and saying,
I got you. You're gonna be okay. I got you.
When we got to the hospital, they put me to bed and the doctor put that cold gel on my belly and began to scan. And then there was nothing.
I'm really sorry, Zinz.
No. No. No.